Hey, good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Going to listen to a lot of local music over the next 60 minutes, and we're going to be visiting with the Onlys, Fawn Larson, Will Harrison, and Luke Andrus from the group The Onlys are here. We'll be listening to tunes from their upcoming CD release, Open Road, that they'll be debuting this weekend. We'll be talking about that and lots more. We're going to start off with music by Clay Parker. He's a member of the Moss Pickers. We're going to slap on his second solo release called Any Old Time. Let's head down the Atchafalaya first off. From Middle Ground, this is local singer-songwriter Mike Dean as we kick off this caravan.
And you're muddy and you roll really hard, ain't nothing gonna rest in your way. Trees rob your bank and make a driftwood get away. Well, I've seen a white-tailed buck swim all the way across, bald eagle take a fish from you. Way back in the 60s, 50,000 hippies parted here for a week or two. Yeah, I got them, toss them in the old brown water, and it frees my mind. A lot of takes me higher, a cheerful life. Now the Indians had great respect for you, and they saw you as a powerful thing. You bring life with your current, headed toward the goal. You help everybody make a living. They always messing with you a few miles up north, where you break from the red in Mississippi. When them engineers gonna realize the river makes her own living. When I got toss them in the old brown water, and it frees my mind. Lord, it takes me higher, a cheerful life. Toss them in your brown water, and it frees my mind. Lord, don't it free my mind? Don't it take me higher? Cheerful life.
Mr. Allen, the way you made is fine. Mr. Long and Mr. Allen, the way you made is fine. I can hear the whistle moan down the Illinois Central line.
If you're riding that Levee Road, listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan, Honk Your Horn, that's brand new from Clay Parker. As I mentioned, he's a member of the Moss Pickers with his second solo release called Any Old Time, and that was Levee Road. Before that, Mike Dean singing about the Atchafalaya from his latest release. It's entitled Middle Ground. It's 9 minutes past the hour. Weather today, it's going to be another dog day of summer type day. Sunny, a high of around 95. Heat index at about 102. Winds from the south at 5, so not much of a breeze. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 72. Currently it's fair and 87 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Medicine Ball Caravan continues. With me in the studio, I've got members of the group The Onlys, Fawn Larson, Will Harrison, and Luke Andrus. They and missing from the table today is Gary Newman, our good friend Gary Newman, and bassist. And they're here because they're just about to put out a brand new album entitled Open Road. Morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
What's been going on with you? With you, I remember when the last record came out, you got a little bit of some film work out of that. And tell us what's been going on with the Onlys as of late, guys.
Right. Yeah. We did. We had the first track that you've been playing here on Medicine Ball Caravan was in a movie, and for about the last 6 months we've been recording an album. We finally got it out. We're excited about it.
Right. That's been occupying most of our time. And we've been enjoying a little bit of a break these days because the recording process was pretty intense, and it turned out great. We're really happy with it, and but we're sort of just happy to have a little bit of a break before our release party. And we've got a busy week this week with various promotion things going on for the album.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I mean, how long did it take to work on this record exactly?
Well, we started demoing in December, and we started tracking in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, April.
So almost, 8 months?
Wow. Who did you work with this time?
Terry Dupuy.
Wow. Terry worked on the last one, didn't he, or was that someone else?
No, we did that ourselves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Terry's a great, great engineer.
He is.
Great. Mm-hmm. He has a great ear.
So the new album is entitled Open Road, and we want to get to a few tracks from it. Let's start off with the title track. You guys want to say anything about this one?
I am really proud of this track, and this was a song that I wrote, and I was on my way to Arnaville, and it was one of those things where I'm driving, and a tune comes into my head, and I think this is probably never going to turn into anything, but I just put it on my phone just in case, And then months and months later, it turned into the title track of the album.
I was going to ask you that, Fawn. You know, because I'm the type of person, if a melody or anything comes into my head, you know, 10 minutes later, it's gone unless I write it down. Nowadays, we have phones that you can just sing it to your phone. I remember back in the day of people carrying these little micro cassette recorders that were very easy.
Yeah.
If you drove around all day, like one time I was a delivery person, that was about the only way you could do something like that. So nowadays, I keep forgetting everybody's got a phone. I can just sing a song and remember it that way. But anyway, well, let's hear the outcome of that. This is Open Road, the title track from the brand new album by The Onlys. Open Road, title track to the latest release by The Onlys here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. We've got Fawn Larson, Will Harrison, and Luke Andrus from the group right here in our studios. And, great song, guys. Tell me, last time The Onlys were here, it was pretty much just Fawn and Will. Was that how it started? Tell me how Luke and Gary got involved in the picture. Maybe Luke, you want to tell us about what happened. How did you come across these guys?
Well, I've always known Will. He and I played music together a long time ago.
What groups might I have heard you in?
Me? Oh,
you
Lord. Well, I played in a lot of gospel bands.
Yeah. Blue University.
And Blue University, yeah. I sing for a group called Blue University who I guess we're not together. I don't know. We kind of fade in and fade out. When there's a gig, we'll practice for it and we have fun. That's what a guy named Kyle Alvarado. But I knew Will when we were teenagers, and he played with my best friends for a band called December Disillusion.
Right.
So I guess it was...
With Peter Youngblood. He's a singer-songwriter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I came about in the Onlys when I was... I think it was when I was playing... I was singing for the Blue University, and we wanted to kill some time, so I hopped up on the drums and played a drum solo, and the guys heard it and asked me afterwards if I wanted to play for them.
It's true. He had been singing for a while, so I forgot he played drums, and we were looking for a drummer. So I was like, man, I forgot how good Luke is. We should ask him to play. And he was interested, so it worked out well.
And then, of course, Gary, I mean, everybody knows Gary. Gary's been playing for decades in the area. Who knew Gary and what? Was that you, Fawn? Whose idea was it to ask Gary to be part of it?
Well, it's actually sort of funny because it was Will's idea, but I had the connection. I had been playing with Gary in another band, and we were looking for a bass player, and we thought we'd like an upright player. And we're thinking, who should we ask? And then Will says, well, how about Gary? And it never occurred to me. We're still trying to figure out how we got him to play in our band.
Yeah, we're still kind of like in awe that he plays with us scumbags because he's just so good and respected.
Oh, yeah, Gary's a good friend. Well, he was playing with Rio Luminoso. Was that right?
That's right. That's my connection.
Yeah, that was the connection I'd forgotten. So, yeah, there was a little bit of a history. Well, anyway, it's a great pairing, and it sounds like it's a full band now. And tell us a little bit about the new record and what you guys plan on doing. What's the game plan as far as promotion and release? I think you said there might be some debuts this week or something.
Right. Yeah, we're doing some listening parties around town, which you can check our website out to find out where. And
website is
theonliesband.com. That's O-N-L-I-E-S.
Okay, I was about to ask that because, you know, I was Googling the Onlys, and did you realize that there's a group on the West Coast?
Yes.
That's a guy and girl, and they're also called the Onlys. I was, you know, when I popped up the pictures, I was like, well, wait, that's not
they're
them.
They're not 13 years old.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there you go.
They also play fiddle and mandolin, and yeah.
Who would have thought? I mean, the irony of both groups being called the Onlys,
right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so the Onlys band. Okay, that's the way to look it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you said there will be venues around town, and then I guess the official CD release party is this weekend,
right?
And that will be where?
At Artmosphere.
Yep, and we're having Sean Bruce play with us as well, and he'll be full band, and we'll be more than full band. We're pretty excited. We have, I think, four or five people that are going to be joining us for different tracks. What we'd like to do is make our live set as close to the actual CD as possible. So we're getting Megan Brown to sing some background harmonies, Shane Bellard on accordion, Shane Landers piano, my dad, Mark Larson, on harmonica on some tracks.
And Peter is going to be playing electric guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, they're very impressive. I've never seen that kind of collaboration with you guys, so that sounds like a point of interest for sure. We're going to listen to another track from Open Road, and from what I understand, Luke, you sing this one, or tell us a little bit about this tune, Peak Motel.
Yeah, this was really fun song to write. It started when a friend of mine sent me a message on Facebook with a line from the song, and he said, I'm no songwriter, but you are, and maybe you can do something with this little ditty.
He just came up with a line?
Yeah, it was a line. It was, you know, I saw the devil and I followed his trail, met him down at the Pink Motel, and he said, I sold him my soul for the diamond ring, and now I own a little bit of everything. So I hit reply, and I immediately replied with the second half of the chorus, or the first verse, and I thought, well, hell, we got a song right here. And so so I kind of just sat back, and it was the perfect time for me to write because I had some whiskey in hand. And I wrote the song out right there, and we sang it with the Blue University, but we really felt like it fit into what we were doing with the album.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the only song I've written that did fit with that. So the guys asked me if I wanted to lay it down, and I said, yeah, So I sing this song, and we have a lot of fun playing this live, too. We get one of my friends, Josh McManus, to hop on the drums, and it's a real fun song.
Well, here it is. This is Pink Motel, new from the Onlys.
Well, I saw the devil and I followed his trail. I met him down at the Pink Motel. I sold him my soul for this diamond ring, and now I own a little bit of everything. The devil ain't good, but he sure is sweet, and he gave me good times all through the week. He said, you follow me down to the Pink Motel, and if you stay on track, you go straight to hell. First place we went was a local saloon. When I stepped in, it lit up the whole room. They hollered my name, they said, play us a song. I made it up on the spot, and they were singing along. The devil ain't good, but it sure is sweet, and it gave me good times all through. He said, you follow me down to the Pink Motel, and if you stay on track, it goes straight to hell. Second place we went was a motel bar. They gave me free drinks, they said I looked like a star. There were girls all around, far as the eye could see. Every girl that I want, but not the woman I need. The devil ain't good, but it sure is sweet, and it gave me good times all through the week. He said, you follow me down to the Pink Motel, and if you stay on track, you go straight to hell. This ain't what I need. And then the devil said, there ain't no use, boy, it's already been sold. And there were many men there as I followed him down. I saw a mother and a father and a preacher from town. And then I looked a little closer and saw they all had rings. I had a little piece of them, they had a little piece of me. I said, the devil ain't good, but it sure is sweet. And it gave me good times all through me. This all started out at the Pink Motel. I can't help myself. Going straight to hell.
Yeah, drummer Luke Andrus taking the reins on that tune by the Onlys. It's called Pink Motel. And as mentioned, the Onlys are here in the studio, and they've got a brand new album coming out this week. entitled Open Road. Tell me a little bit about, since I don't have the CD in front of us, what's the packaging like? What's the photo cover? Tell us a little bit about what it looks like if someone's kind of runs across it.
It has a photo of an open road.
It's very green.
Yeah, it's very green.
We had a lot of collaboration, if I can say the word right, for the album and the album cover and the inside. We are so lucky to have
amazing
a lot of friends that take
photographer
great
friends.
Yeah.
You mean multiple photographers?
Yeah, we had a friend of ours, Chris DeVille, take the band photos, and then the cover photo is a friend of ours from Alexandria, Reverend Charlie Photography.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, it should be out later this week, and definitely should be in by their gig this weekend at Artmosphere. Once again, tell us a little bit about where to find Only's music, information on the Only's, and where you guys will be in the near future.
Well, we have our website, theonliesband.com, O-N-L-I-E-S, if you missed it earlier. And, of course, the album is going to be available on iTunes, CD Baby, all the normal
Amazon,
places, Amazon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spotify, all that.
Right.
And, again, Artmosphere this Saturday?
Right, yes. This Saturday, August 3rd. Sean Bruce, full band, will be opening for us, and it'll be a great time.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be a great record. We're going to go out with one more track. Tell us a little bit about, what do we pick? Lilies and Sparrows.
Lilies and Sparrows, right.
I wrote this song probably like 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and I never considered it for the Onlys, but Fawn coerced me into recording it, and I think it came out beautiful, better than I would have ever expected the song to be.
Right, it's got sort of a lullaby feel to it.
Right.
Well, okay, we're going to go out with that easy tune here. Again, Fawn, Will, Luke, thanks so much. The Onlys, their brand new album is Open Road, and we're going to go out with this track called Lilies and Sparrows.
If I die before the dead bury their dead. There's nowhere to rest your head. Foxes have their holes. But don't so
Lilies and Sparrows, a tune by the Onlys from their brand new album, Open Road. Again, they'll be playing Artmosphere this Saturday evening, and check out the Onlys Band website. You're listening to The Caravan on KRVS coming up at 12 noon today. We are heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Today, it's an encore edition. She'll be visiting with Tony and Sheila Ryan Davran. It was taken from St. Patrick's Day, so get out the green beer and get into the green spirit with Cheryl and Tony and Sheila at 1 o'clock on The Exchange right here on KRVS. More local music. We'll keep it local from where you want to be. This is singer-songwriter Caleb Elliott.
Change is hard. It seems like every day's the same. So many habits there to break. And then you start to understand why the old man lost his faith. So it doesn't matter. Pay no mind to that useless chatter. You'll get there. Just live your life at your own pace. Wake up and do what you can each day. Someday I hope you'll find that life was better because you tried. You know you tried. And no one can take that away.
Flesh. The saints sit and talk about the weather. last forever. If every day we wash away just a little of the dirt, we can, my dear, have heaven here with just a little bit of work. With hats before them on the ground. Good people gathered in the park, if just to sit and look around. If as they sing comes to bring just one of them to smile, it's all so clear, it's heaven here, if only for a little while.
Boss Kloss from their Big Oak Tree release. I think they'll be playing New Orleans this weekend. This is, speaking of New Orleans, this is New Orleans guitarist, songwriter Jimmy Robinson.
Falling flat on the ground, big wine bottle is dragging me down. When I went to the doctor, the doctor said, where the hell you been, boy? You look half dead. Doctor, I can't stop drinking. I just can't let go. Big wine bottle's about to lay me low.
doctor said, where the hell you been, son? I ain't seen you around. At the bottom of a bottle, it feels like I'm about to drown. The doctor said, if I was you, son, I'd get the hell out of town. Get that poison out your system. Put that bottle down. Doctor says it's time to put the bottle down. Doctor says it's time to put the bottle down. I can't stop drinking, doctor. Doctor, I can't stop drinking.
Leave it now, baby, but I hear what I say. Forget about me, girl, 'cause I'm leaving today.
many I've recorded. You're No Good, but that's probably my favorite version from 1971, recorded at Deep South Recording Studios in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's the band Potlicker from the album Levee Blues. And You're No Good. It was a local hit and probably got some good airplay all around. The album was actually released in Italy and France as well. But Linda Ronstadt had a pretty big chart tune with that probably a couple of years later. But again, Potlicker with You're No Good. Before that, Jimmy Robinson, Can't Stop Drinking. Here on the Caravan on KRVS, we're going to slap on that brand new Preservation Hall Jazz Band album, That's It. One of our favorite tracks around here. If you any requests or questions about tunes can be addressed to me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. But let's head to New Orleans for the Preservation Hall Jazz Band by way of Sam Ray, Mark Moe and the guys. This is Meet Me in New Orleans.
Well, Sunday morning sunrise, coming up like a pink Friday. Well, they say it's Sunday morning, but it's still Saturday night in my head. Well, that picture of your mother taking at your party in 1963. We'll be right back.
music for a hot late July. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band, their new album, That's It, produced by Jim James of My Morning Jacket. Preceded by Sam Ray, that's Mark Mo's former outfit. Guessing a little bit of a hiatus while the Mercy Brothers are big at work. Mercy Brothers currently in Europe. They've been playing Switzerland and such for the past few days. That was Meet Me in New Orleans by Sam Ray. Frosty and the Diamonds take us out of this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll have a special edition of the Caravan. It's actually a radio documentary on Harry Nilsson. It's called the Harry Nilsson Special Schmeschel or something like that. That's tomorrow on the Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.